So now that you've learned the first Pennington weight success mantra, food is only fuel, now it's time to understand this in depth. Food is meant to provide the body with the nourishment it needs to get us around in life and fulfill our destiny. Whenever we eat for some emotional purpose, we end up abusing food like a drug. So if food is fuel, and only fuel, let's understand how that fuel is used in the body and how we can eat for better health, better energy, and longevity. Ultimately, we can use food as preventive medicine. Food can literally heal a multitude of problems. So in this section, you'll begin to understand how every type of food affects your energy, your ability to focus and concentrate, your sex drive, and your ability to fight and prevent diseases like Alzheimer's, diabetes, heart attacks and stroke, cancer, arthritis, asthma, and so much more. So, the next big concept to get is that everything you eat or drink, with the exception of water, turns to sugar in your body. I'll say it again. Everything you eat or drink, with the exception of water, turns into sugar in your body. So, everything you eat becomes sugar. I know, you're thinking, Dr. Andrea, so steak becomes sugar? Yes. And shrimp becomes sugar? Yep, that's right. Everything you eat or drink becomes sugar. So why is that so important? Well, sugar is the main energy source for all of the organs in your body, especially the brain. So we actually need sugar in order to survive. However, any excess gets turned into fat and makes our arteries sticky, leading to heart disease and strokes. So food, which is only fuel, gets turned into sugar. Sugar, or glucose, is the fuel source for our cells. So, as gasoline is energy to the car, sugar is energy to the human body. Sugar molecules are small enough to get into most cells of the body, and then can be burned up as fuel. Well, any fuel that is not burned is what? Stored, you guessed it. So just like with your car, if you fill up the tank, but only drive, say, 2 miles today, tomorrow, when you wake up, your tank will still be pretty full. So food is turned into fuel, and any fuel that is not burned is stored. Now, if all food becomes sugar, and we need sugar to survive, why can't we just eat all sugar and carbs all day? You know, like ice cream, cookies, rice, bread. Well, it turns out that even though sugar can get turned into fat and stored for the rainy day that never comes, too much sugar floating around in our blood can lead to a whole host of health problems. If you know anyone with diabetes, you know that having a little sugar is not a good thing. And that's what diabetes is, you know. It's having too much sugar in the bloodstream. Now, we'll explain exactly what goes wrong in a body with diabetes, but just know that when you have too much sugar in your blood, it can't all get turned into fat. So, some of it sticks in your arteries and leads to blockages. Some of that sugar gets stuck onto cells and proteins and can make your body's organs malfunction. So we want to be careful to have a steady sugar level in the blood without it getting too high to damage our organs. And of course, we don't want it to get too low or we'll be tired all of the time. This is why it's so important to eat 5 to 6 small meals and snacks each day to keep your blood sugar stable. Eating 5 times each day also helps to keep the metabolism revved up. You see, the body is like a factory. It performs best with a constant influx of nutrients. But your body burns less than 100 calories each hour, and it takes 3 to 4 hours to digest a balanced meal. So when you're eating huge meals, you're forcing the extra calories into your fat bank. You'll learn about correct portion sizes later in this audio. But for now, just understand that the average burrito from a fast food Tex-Mex restaurant is reported to have over 1,000 calories. And you can't possibly burn all of that, so it's going to be stored as fat, even if you haven't had other meals during the day. The average burger, fries, and soda combo at a burger joint is about 1,300 calories in one sitting. Most people don't even need to eat more than 1,300 or 1,500 calories in a whole day if they're trying to lose weight. Finally, when you slurp down wine and mixed drinks, you're pulling in about 350 calories each. Alcohol, which provides 7 calories per gram, which is just too shy of fat, by the way, is quickly turned into sugar, which turns on that fat-storing hormone, insulin. Now, let's look at what happens when you skip meals. Well, the body thinks that it's starving. Starvation causes us to hoard calories. We hold on to every little nutrient because we think, gosh, who knows when we're going to get any more. In fact, the body will actually slow down its metabolism. It slows down the rate at which it burns calories because it thinks it may not get any more. So skipping meals, particularly breakfast, is one of the worst things that you can do if you're trying to maintain a healthy weight. And when we skip meals, our blood sugar level drops. And what happens to you when your blood sugar drops from skipping meals? Well, if you're like most people, you get extremely hungry, irritable, sluggish, fatigued, you feel like you're in a mental fog, you may experience mood swings, you might feel faint, and so many other terrible symptoms. And your poor brain, which is starved for energy, will take anything at that point. Your brain starts to scream for the fastest blood sugar raising food that you can find. And then you go against all common sense to give the brain what it wants. But you end up making horrible choices. And then, what happens when you skip meals all day and have a huge dinner? You typically consume way too many calories, and of course, they're going to be stored as fat, because late in the day, your hormones are low. You're also more inactive than when the sun is up, and your little factory, your metabolic factory, that is closed down. And you can't burn that many calories per hour anyway. So, don't skip meals. Don't starve yourself. Repeat today's affirmations with joy and intention. Today, I embark on my journey toward wellness with an open heart and mind. Since all food becomes sugar, I choose my food wisely. I happily eat 5 to 6 small meals and snacks each day. I enjoy raising my metabolism to burn excess fat.